Janet, come on up. I want to read to you one scripture, Romans 12:8. Listen to what this says. He who exhorts in exhortation. It just says, go ahead and exhort. Let me read to you a couple other translations. And if our gift be the stimulating of the faith of others, let us set ourselves to do it. And one who has the gift of stirring speech should use it to stir his hearers. If you can encourage, encourage. These next few girls that are coming up, or people, that's what they do.
I was telling him, I don't know, it was a Sunday. I'm like, exhortation, this is how I see it. It's encouragement with a little spur. Like, I'm going to encourage you, now do it. Now change. Now walk it out. Action. Like, stir that up a little bit. So, I want to read a scripture to you. It's obviously from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us.
Amen.
Everybody's got a gift.
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. So it's given to each of us. Mm-hmm. So everybody's got a gift. He wants you to use it. He wants you to spend time with him. Figure out what that is and just go for it. He just wants a willing heart. Well, let me tell you my background a little bit. I grew up Methodist. And so, you know, spiritual gifts aren't talked about. The Holy Spirit is talked about in Sunday school with the flannel graph, and here's tongues of fire. So, you know, I got saved when I was 12, and the Lord would speak to me. I learned to know his voice. My mother died when I was 12. She died 2 weeks after I got saved. So the Lord just kind of intervened, was speaking to me and everything. I would wake up in the morning, before school, PTL Club, do you remember that, was on? And every so often they'd have somebody on there and they'd speak in tongues and then they'd say, hey, there's somebody out there and needs a healing for this, God's gonna do it, you know? And I was like, I could feel like, ooh, that's really cool. I didn't know what they were saying. I thought, they're speaking Hebrew, that is really cool. I should get some books on that and study it so I can do that. I mean, I didn't have the teaching. I don't know, I don't know what's going on, but this is cool. I remember going to a small group Bible study with an aunt of mine and someone speaking in tongues. I'm like, whoa, that's really cool Hebrew, you know? I don't know. I mean, eventually through reading the scripture, I figured out, okay, that's tongues. Didn't receive that till starting to come here. Dots started, you know, being put together. So early on, like the exhortation thing started, but I don't think I ever defined it until you started coming up front and saying, what do you have, a tongue, a thing, an extra, I don't know what this is, but this is what he wants to say. So I finally figured, oh, it's exhortation. But he'll give me a scripture first. He'll just give me a scripture, and I'll either look it up, or something in my mind, I'll be up in worship, you know, I'll know this verse, or, you know, these set of verses, and God will just start putting thoughts together about, this is what I want to say, using this kind of thing. And then I'll get in that argument. Okay, is this just for me? Is this for everybody? Well, the Lord started shaking me, like the tremor, and that's what he does. When he's like, okay, now. And if I don't say this, I'm just gonna burst. Yeah, that's how he speaks to me. It's how he stirs it up in me. And I want to tell you, Jim and Bill, Katie is speaking at the youth retreat, giving her testimony this year. So that's really cool.
That is cool.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Sure.
You do a good job.